Welcome to Nothing But Net, and today we're going to take a look at the Cleveland Cavaliers and whether or not Dion Waiters and Kyrie Irving can coexist on the same team. That's the big question with these two players. I have yet to see anything in the 2 years they've been together that tells me they can play off of each other, they can benefit from each other being on the floor at the same time. I look at these two guys as two ball guards. In other words, both of them need the ball in their hands to be effective. And if they're out on the floor at the same time, can that happen? And can that benefit the Cavaliers? I don't know if it can. When you look at what Dion's done in 8 games this season without Kyrie Irving, when Kyrie's been hurt, it's been 8 games this year, here are the numbers that Dion has put up. 22 points, 5 assists, shooting 44% from the field. When you look at those numbers without Kyrie on the floor compared to his numbers with Kyrie on the floor, 15.2 points per game, 3 assists, and 43% shooting from the field, Dion's numbers increase in a big way when Kyrie's not in there. And he's the focal point. He's the point guard. He's the main attraction on offense. His scoring numbers go up 7 points. His assists go up 2 assists per game. Shooting percentage is about the same because Dion is not a great shooter. He attacks the rim very well. His jump shot is kind of like Ubaldo Jimenez's delivery in baseball. It's never the same every time. So that's what you're going to get out of Dion. But his scoring numbers do go up when Kyrie is not on the floor. In those 8 games without Kyrie Irving and Dion as the main go-to guy on offense, the Cavaliers are 3-5. That's a winning percentage of 375. How does that compare to games in which Kyrie Irving has played for the Cavaliers? Well, the winning percentage is lower than when Kyrie is on the floor. When Kyrie's on the floor, the Cavaliers this year in 64 games, 25-39. That's a winning percentage of 390. Is it dramatically different than when Kyrie isn't on the floor? No, it's not. It's a little bit higher, but not dramatically higher. So if you're David Griffin, if you're Dan Gilbert, if you're whoever the president's going to be, or if they fire David Griffin, whoever the GM's going to be, you have to look at the dynamics of Kyrie Irving and Dion Waiters. Can they coexist on the same team and be on the floor at the same time? In the 2 years that I've seen them play together, I don't know if they can coexist on the floor at the same time. They haven't proved to me that the Cavaliers benefit greatly when both of them are on the floor at the same time. And the reason, again, I go back, they're similar players. They need the ball in their hands to be effective. And how do you split that up when they're both on the floor at the same time? Would the Cavaliers benefit if they took one or the other, whoever it is, and traded that individual to get a true shooting guard or a true small forward? Has Dion Waiters done enough in the last 2 years and in these 5 starts recently and 8 starts this year when Kyrie Irving has been hurt to make Kyrie Irving expendable? I think the Cavaliers have to look at that. What could they possibly get from Kyrie Irving, especially if they make him an extension offer this offseason? And he says, nah, I'm going to wait it out a little bit. Does that make Kyrie Irving expendable? And do you start entertaining trade offers for Kyrie Irving? Or do you build around Uncle Drew, offer him the max contract? He says yes, so he's your guy. Do you build around him and say, all right, if Kyrie's the guy we're giving the big bucks to, do you then start shopping Dion Waiters to see what you can get for Dion Waiters? I think the Cavaliers benefit in both situations with the way Waiters has played as of late. Because number one, it shows you that when given the opportunity to be the focal point, Dion can put up the numbers. So you might want to keep him and build around Dion Waiters. If not, it shows other teams that Dion is capable of scoring and dishing the rock, if you will, and being a player that can help a team win basketball games. So I think it's a win-win situation with Kyrie being down for these last 5 games and the way Dion has played in these last 5. Again, it's been 8 games all season without Kyrie, but these last 5, more specifically, Dion averaging just under 24 points a game, over 6 assists a game, and shooting 47% from the field. So in these last 5, if I'm the Cavaliers, if I'm Dion's agent, All right, I'm bottling these up. I'm putting this in a demo reel, in a highlight package, and showing the Cavaliers because, well, they're going to be offering him an extension maybe next year if they keep him. And if not, then, you know, shipping this around to other teams out there to see if they might have an interest in trading for Deion Waiters. So the Cavaliers have a big decision to make this offseason. Right now, it doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs. They're 28-44 with 10 games to go, 4.5 back of the Hawks for the eighth spot in the playoffs, but they're 6 games out in the loss column. So the chances of the Cavaliers getting into the playoffs this year are slim. And that's disappointing because I expected them to make the eighth spot this year, be a 500 team, and get playoff experience for Kyrie and Tristan and Deion, Anthony Bennett, all the young guys. But it doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs. So for another year of being out of the playoffs since LeBron James left, I don't think there's anybody on this roster that is an untradeable commodity. I think everybody should be considered for the right deal. And they have to make a decision about their head coach as well. So a lot's going to happen this offseason, and Dan Gilbert has to decide who he wants as his president, who he wants as his general manager, who he wants as his head coach. And then after doing that, getting all those guys in place, those guys then have to make the decisions as to which direction they go with the current players on this roster, who they want to keep in free agency, do they offer Kyrie the max deal, and what trades they would entertain this offseason to make this team better. So next year, we're not talking about the lottery again. We're talking about the Cavaliers in the playoffs. And like I said, Kyrie and Deion Waiters, can they coexist on the floor on the same team moving forward for the Cavaliers? That's the big question that has to be answered this offseason by the Cavaliers. There's your Nothing But Net podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.